Okay. So we will continue. When a person, when a lady is nearby, you are going to address her as Yesha. When a lady is far off, Sa, you are going to address her as Sa. Okay? So we will move on to the Abhyasa, like exercises, we will start to see. Okay. So Balika, what is the word for guy? I mean a boy. It is Balakah. For a girl, it is Balika. For an old person, for an old man, it is Vriddha. For an old lady, it is Vriddha. Right? Okay. So, we will start to see the exercises, Abhyasaha. We will move on to that. Okay. Balika. Balika is nearby. And Vriddha is far off. So first, Bharat Mahodaya. Bharat Mahodaya. Bharat Mahodaya, am I audible? Okay, so can you please try? If a lady, a Balika is nearby and a Vriddha is far off, how are you going to address? Esha Balika. Sa Vriddha. Okay, Bharat Mahodaya.
Hello, Narsimha here.
Okay. Yes, Narsimhanji, you want to try?
Oh, I got disconnected. I just joined.
Oh, okay. Okay. We are seeing that Sa, Esha and Sa. For a person who is near, for a lady who is nearby, you are going to address as Esha. And for a lady who is far off, you are going to address as Sa. Okay. So we will see, move on to the Abhyasa. Abhyasa. So who want to volunteer?
Esha.
Sorry.
I'll volunteer.
Okay.
Esha Balika, Sa Vriddha.
Ha, Esha Balika, Sa Vriddha. Okay, next. Nalini Savitri. How we are going to address?
Esha Nalini, Sa Savitri.
Yes, Esha Nalini, Sa Savitri. Okay. So next will be Sita and Kausalya. How you are going to address?
Esha
Sita Sa Kausalya. Okay. Next will be Savitri and so now we are clear, right? We will move on to the next level. Like this is Savitri is nearby and Satyavan is far off. So how you are going to tell?
Saha.
Esha Savitri Saha Satyavan. Okay. So now Sita is nearby, Rama is far off. How you are going to address?
Esha Sita Saha Ramah.
Saha Ramah Esha Sita. Okay. So next Kausalya is nearby and Dasharatha is far off. How you are going to test?
Esha Kausalya.
Okay. Esha Kausalya Saha Dasharatha. Okay, consider. Now Chainikaha is nearby and Radha is far off. So how you
are going to
Radha. Okay, can we go one by one? Maybe Pranav Gaurav, Pranav Gaurav Mahodaya, whoever is there, can you answer? I will mute others. Yes, Pranavji. Okay, so now Sainikaha is nearby and Radha is far off. How you are going to address?
Esha ha Sainikaha.
Yes.
Sa Radha.
It is a female name. So Sa Radha and Yeshaha Sainikaha. When a male is nearby, you're going to address as Yeshaha. When a male is far off, you're going to address as Saha. When a female is nearby, you're going to address as Yesha. And when a female is far off, you're going to address as Sa. Right? Okay, this is what we have seen till now. When I sent you the homework mail, I will give few examples for which you will have to fill Esha, Saha, Yeshaha, Saha, Esha, Sa. Maybe I will send out few examples. Tonight I will be sending out the homework. In that I will give you few exercises so that you can practice and send me, and we will discuss in the next class, or maybe I can check it and let you know if there are any correction. I think now we are good to go. Like, move forward and go to third. Just a minute. It is the third page. Okay, third page of Abhyasa Pustakam. Shall we move on, or do you need more Abhyasa exercise? Is it fine for me to send you through email and you will practice and come?
Yes. Yes,
okay. Okay. So let's move on. We will move on to the third page of Abhyasa Pustakam. Okay. So moving on to the third page, what do we have? Okay. Etat and Tat. So till now, we have seen for Pullinga and Strilinga. Pullinga and Strilinga for male and female. Now we are moving on to next level, Napumsakalingam. This is for things and those kind of things, stuff. So when a thing is nearby. Sudhir Mahodaya, you are not able to hear me? Am I not audible? Is everyone able to hear me? Or is there any connectivity issue from my end?
We can clearly hear you.
Okay, Sudhir Mahodaya, I think you are not able to hear me properly. Maybe you can you just try to disconnect yourself and come back again if the issue is still persisting. Okay, so we will move on to that one. Etat, Tat. So, Etat, if a book is nearby, you are going to tell as Etat. Etat, Pustakam. Pustakam is for book. So, Etat, Pustakam. When a Griham is far off, Griham is house. So, when a house is far off, you are going to address as Tat Griham. Sorry, etat pustaka griham, etat tat, right? Okay, next, let's move on to the exercise part. If umbrella is nearby and a phalam, apple, whatever, the fruit, we call it as phalam. So a fruit is far off. So how you are going to address? Etat. Chatram, etat, tat palam, tat. Right? Okay, can anyone of you volunteer? Let's try this. Pushpam. Pushpam is flower. Pushpam is nearby. And Krishna palakam, blackboard. Krishna Palakam is part of. So how you are going to address?
Etat Pushkam Tat Krishnakam
Krishna Palakam. Krishna Palakam. Okay. Krishna Palakam is blackboard. Pushpam is for flower. Okay. Etat Pushpam Tat Krishna Palakam. Okay, next example. Upanetram and Dooradarshanam. From the picture itself, it is clear. It is spectacles. Upanetram means spectacles. Dooradarshanam means television. Okay, so Upanetram is nearby and Dooradarshanam is far off. So how you are going to address?
Etat Upanetram. Dooradarshanam.
Tat Dooradarshanam. Okay. Okay, any other person?
Yes, Lakshmi here.
Yes, Lakshmi Bhagini, can you volunteer? I will just give you one example. Okay, consider phalam, fruit. Fruit is nearby and Dooradarshanam, Upanetram is far off. So now how you are going to address? Lakshmi Bhagini. Okay, so any other person?
Etat Upanetram Tat Dooradarshanam.
Etat Upanetram Tat Dooradarshanam. Palam and Pushpam. If it Palam and Pushpam, how are you going to address?
Etat Palam.
Etat Palam. Okay, that Krishna. Okay, just a minute. Everyone is speaking at a time, so I'm not able to figure out who is speaking. Okay, Chatram and Krishna Palakam. Who is going to tell me? Chatram is nearby and Krishna Palakam is far off. Tat Krishna Palakam. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. I hope. Is there any doubts?
Yes, actually, I got disconnected for 2 minutes.
Yes. For those who got disconnected, Sudhirji, everyone. Yeah. So what we dealt with is that we have dealt with when anything is nearby, so you are going to address as Etat, and if okay. Anything is far off, you are going to address as Tat. So Etat Pustakam Tat Graham. Maybe I will just give you one example like Etat Chatram Tat Palam. Okay, Pushpam and Krishna Palakam, can you tell?
Etat Pushpam.
That Krishna Palakam. Okay. So what and all we dealt with till now? So first we started with Mama Nama, that is how we are going to address ourselves. Like my name is Aishwarya. That's how we call. So Mama Nama, we dealt with that. Next we ask Bhavataha Nama Kim. That is for a male. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. That is for a female. Then we started off with Saha Yeshaha. That is when a person is nearby, when a male is nearby, you are going to call as Yeshaha. When a male is far off, you are going to address as Saha. When a female is nearby, you are going to address as Yesha. Yesha. And when a female is far off, you are going to address as Sa. And when a thing is nearby, you are going to address as Etat. When a thing is far off, you are going to address as Tat. That is what we dealt with till now.
Yeah, very good. Thank
you. Okay. So, what is given after this? Yeshaha Saha. That is what is summarized below.
Okay.
Kaha, Ka, Kim. So, for a person, when a male, you are going to ask. kaha for a female, like bhavat, so this we didn't deal with yet. Kaha, ka, kim. When a male is nearby, saha, I mean far off, or far off or nearby, however it is, yeshaha saha. So now what will we call them? When we ask a question, who is this? How are you going to ask, who is this? Yeshaha kaha. So when a person is nearby and when a male is nearby, and yeshaha ramaha. Take for example, Rama is nearby. Yeshaha ramaha. So how am I going to ask, yeshaha kaha, who is this? This is Rama. So who is this? Yeshaha kaha. Kaha is a questioning word. So kaha, who, right? It's for a male. When we are going to ask for a female, esha ka. When you consider this, Rama is nearby. Esha Rama. So how am I going to ask esha ka? Right? When a person is far off. See, take for example Krishna. Krishna is far off. So saha Krishna. So who is that? Saha kaha. So for a person, when you are going to ask, for a male, when you are going to ask who is this or who is that, you will be using kaha, right? For female, when you are going to ask who is she, who is this, I mean for lady, and who is that, for a lady who is far off, you are going to ask as yesha ka, sa ka, right? For example, Sita is near me and Rama is far off. So what? How am I going to ask yesha ka, yesha Sita, sa ka, sa Rama, right? Hope you are able to understand the difference. Okay, so next for thing, napumsakalingam, how we are going to address yetat palam tat upanetram. Take for example, now we will be asking yetat kim, tat kim, what is that, what is it, this. Likewise we are going to ask. So for pullingam, for male or pullinga words, it will be kaha. For female, it will be ka. For things, it is going to be kim, right? Hope you understand the difference. These are the three questioning words. Okay, for each one, for male, female, everything, we have difference. For this is kaha. Kaha means who. For who, this word itself, we have difference for each. Like pullinga, it is different. The strilinga is different. Napumsakalinga is different. Pullinga is masculine gender, for that it is different. Feminine gender, it is different. And for things, it is different. Okay? So, kaha, ka, kim. Okay, let's move on to, let's see few examples, then we will move forward. Okay. So, we have upanetram nearby. Yeshaha, etat upanetram, saha ramaha. Who is going to help me with this? How am I going to ask?
Etat kim saha kaha.
Etat kim saha kaha. Thank you, ji. Anyone else? Now I have Sita near me, and Krishna Palakam is far off. How you are going to address? Yesha Sita. Tat Krishna Palakam. How am I going to ask the question?
Yesha ka, tat kim.
Tat kim. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. So next it will be Arakshakaha and Krishnaha. So Yeshaha Arakshakaha, Saha Krishnaha. How am I going to ask? एषः कः ओके नौ ऐ हेव् लक्ष्मीः एण्ड् गोपालः ओके सा लक्ष्मी ऐ मीन् एषा लक्ष्मीः सः गोपालः हौ आर् वी गोइङ्ग् टु आस्क्
एषा का सः कः
एषा का सः कः एक्सलेण्ट् ओके नौ बुक् इस् नियर् बी ऐ मीन् एतत् पुस्तकं सा देवी हौ आर् वी गोइङ्ग् टु आस्क्
एतत् किं सा का
एतत् किम् एण्ड् सा का ओके सो एनि वन् एल्स् हु वाण्ट् टु वालण्टियर् ओके नौ ऐ हेव् पुष्पम् एण्ड् आरक्षकः पुष्पम् एण्ड् आरक्षकः सो तत् पुष्पम् एण्ड् एषः आरक्षकः How am I going to ask?
Etat Kim Sa
I have Arakshakaha near me. Eshaha Arakshakaha and Tat Pushpa.
Saka Sa.
Sorry, let's see. Eshaha
Kaha.
Tat Kim.
Eshaha Kaha Tat Kim. Okay. So, hope it... Sorry, Pranav Mahodaya, maybe you can try one. I have Krishna Palakam near me. So, Etat Krishna Palakam and Devi, I mean, maybe who can I say? Sumitra. Okay, Sa Sumitra and Etat Krishna Palakam. How am I going to tell Pranavji? How am I going to ask?
एतत् किम्
यस् एतत् किं
सा का
हा सा का ओके सो वाट् वी डेल्ट् वित् टिल् नौ एषः सः एषा सा एतत् तत् कः का किं रैट् त्री क्वेश्चनिङ्ग् वर्ड्स् एण्ड् three types of, like, for pulling the masculine, feminine, and neutral gender, we saw. I mean, this, Napumsakalinga, we saw. Okay. So, moving on, hope there is no confusion. I will send you few abhyasas, I mean, few exercises, so that we can be more clear. Okay. Moving on to the fourth page of Abhyasa Pustaka. What is there in store for us? Okay.
Just one doubt. What is Krishna Palakam?
Krishna Palakam is blackboard.
Blackboard, okay.
Yes, Upanetram is spectacles. Krishna Palakam is blackboard. Dooradarshanam is television. Pushpam is flower. Chatram is umbrella. Phalam is fruit. Any fruit. Right? Okay, I hope there are no more doubts. We will move on to the next part. Okay. So when we are going to confirm, like ask, what are we going to ask? We will ask like, Saha Ramaha Va. That means, is that Rama? So when we are going to ask for a lady, I mean, ask about a lady or a gent or anything. So what we are going to ask? Va. Saha Ramaha Va. Sa Rama Va. Tat Palam Va. We are going to ask Va. If we are not sure of the word, like a kib or anything, we want to confirm one. So how we are going to ask? Is that Ramaha? Is it Sita? Is it fruit? Palam? For that we are going to use Va. va, right? How you are going to, when someone asks you a question, is that Rama? So how you are going to answer? Aam. Sah Ramah aam. Va, for that you are going to answer aam, right? Aam means yes. Va means a questioning, like question. Is that Rama? Is that Sita? Is that fruit? So how you are going to tell? Yes, this is Sita. Yes, that is Sita. Yes, that is Rama. Yes, that is fruit. That's how you are going to tell. Okay. So hope this is clear. Let's see some examples. Okay. So now I have Rama. Okay. Saha, a person is coming and asking. Saha, Ramah va. I'm going to tell, Aam, Saha, Ramah. When a person is near me, he is coming and asking, Yeshah, Krishnah va. What I'm going to answer, Aam, Yeshah, Krishnah. Okay, when a lady is near me, and when a lady is far off, how she is, a person is going to ask me, Sa Sita Va. How am I going to answer? Aam Sa Sita. When a lady is near me. So how I'm going to answer? Let's say Kaikeyi. Okay. Sa Kaikeyi Va. So how when the lady is Aam Sa Kaikeyi. So when a lady is near me, Yesha Lakshmi Va. Aam Yesha Lakshmi. Okay. So when a Krishna Palakam is near me, Yetat Krishna Palakam Va. Aam Yetat Krishna Palakam. When a Upanetram is far off, Tat Upanetram Va. Aam Tat Upanetram. When I have a Duradarshanam near me, if someone comes and asks, Sa Sita Va, I am going to tell Na Yetat Duradarshanam. Yetat Duradarshanam. Na Va Aam. These are the words we dealt with now. Right? Hope I am clear. We will see the exercises. You will get to know this better. So what we have first, Sa Balika Va. Someone is asking, is that Balika? Balika means girl. Is that a girl? Sa Balika. Yes, that is a girl. Right? Dash Balakaha Va. Who is going to answer me? Who wants to try this?
Dash
Balakaha Va.
Saha Balakaha Va.
Yes, how will we answer?
Aam Saha Balakaha.
Aam Saha Balakaha.
Aam Saha Balakaha. Okay, so next, Dwaram. Dwaram means door. When a Dwaram is nearby, you can use anything, like nearby or far off, anything. Like Tat, you can use Saha. Yeshaha or Sa Yesha, you can use anything. You can fill anything with that in that blank. Okay, so Dwaram. Dwaram is door. How you are going to answer? Ask.
Yetat Dwaram Va.
Aam.
Aam. Yetat Dwaram. Okay. Next is Sainikaha. And next is Sainikaha. And you are going to answer as no. Na is there. I think Balika, Balakaha, Dwaram, Sainika. Okay. What do we call a doctor? Vaidyaha. Vaidyaha means doctor. So, Saha Sainikaha va. Is that Sainikaha?
No.
नः नामिन् न सः वैद्यः राइट न सः वैद्यः ओके सो नेक्स्ट
इज डॉक्टर बी द सेम इन मैस्कुलिन एंड फेमिनिन सो शुड इट
यस इट विल बी सेम वा वा और न और आम डज इट चेंज it is same okay. it is common for all three gender like pullinga strilinga napumsakalinga it is common for all gender so okay. how we are going to address like va aam na it is the same for all three genders so yeshah sainikah va na yeshah vaidyah right okay next one is yuvatihi yuvatihi means youngster seeing that picture you can understand who is she is not yuvati she is not an youngster so how what is the word for a old lady as we dealt before
vriddha
yes vriddha so yesha yuvatihi va how are you going to answer me va
yesha vriddha
एषा वृद्धा रैट् ओके सो नेक्स्ट् वन् इस् एतत् चित्रं वा इस् दट् चित्रं मीन्स् पिक्चर् एतत् चित्रं वा वाट् इस् देर् इन् द अबौ पिक्चर् वि हेव् वाहनं फार् अ वेहिकल् वि काल् in Sanskrit as vahanam or yanam there are many synonyms vahanam or bus yanam you can call it as anything okay now we will use as vahanam right so etat chitram va so how you are going to you how you are going to tell
na
etat vahanam
एतत् वाहनम् एक्सलेण्ट् एक्सलेण्ट् नौ वी विल् मूव् आन् टु नेक्स्ट् वन् वि वाट् वी हेव् एतस्य प्राप्स्यामि ओके निर्मला बालिका वा हौ हौ यु आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु टेल् first sentence we will take as example so if nirmala is there so nirmala balika va it is the question is nirmala a youngster a young lady na nirmala yuvatihi no nirmala is yuvati right nirmala is balika va no aam nirmala is balika okay we will try it out both ways nirmala balika va आम् निर्मला बालिका नो निर्मला न निर्मला युवतिः न शी इस् नाट् युवति शी इस् बालिका दट् इस् हौ वि विल् बि ट्रैङ्ग् इट् आफ् वि विल् मूव् आन् टु द नेक्स्ट् वन् रोहिणी वैद्या विद्यार्थिनी विद्यार्थिनी मीन्स् एजुकेटेड् वैद्य इस् डाक्टर् विद्यार्थिनी यु केन् काल् फार् अ टीचर् टु ओके सो रोहिणी इस् रोहिणी वैद्या डाक्टर् आर् is she vidyarthini so how you are going to answer rohini vaidya va na rohini vaidya na sa vidyarthini right maheshah maheshah vidyarthi va aam maheshah vidyarthi saha vaidyah na he is not a doctor he is educated like a person who is educated right a teacher maybe okay so next anantah shikshakah lipikarah shikshakah means teacher lipikarah means sculptor the one who makes sculptures like architecturist one who does that right architect okay so how you are going to tell
anantah shikshakah va
yes how you are going to answer that? Ananta is the shikshakah, he is the teacher.
Anantaha lipikarah.
Aam anant shikshakah, teacher, he is not a lipikarah, he is not an architect.
Anantaha lipikarah.
That's how we tell it. No, anantaha lipikarah na. Okay. Devadattah nyayavadi uttankah.
Devadattah nyayavadi va.
Yes. How you are going to tell? Na devadattah nyayavadi na. No. He is not nyayavadi. He is uttankah.
Devadattah uttantakah.
Uttankah. Okay. Nagarajah chitrakarah arakshakah. How you are going to tell?
Nagarajah chitrakarah va.
Na. Nagarajah chitrakarah na. Aam. Nagarajah arakshakah.
Nagarajah is not a person who does pictures. He is not a painter. He is a policeman. Okay? Yes, arakshakah, policeman. For those which are remaining from Ramaha, Sita, Pustakam, for those which are remaining, you just add saha, yeshaha, sa, yesha, tat, etat, and you can bring it next class, right? This is a homework. Page 5, the top ones which are above, like Ramaha, we have all the names, right? That one you have to fill as etat, tat. You can fill anything. Etat in etat and tat, you can fill anything. Then saha eshaha, you can fill anything. Then sa esha, you can fill anything. That is our homework. So next class, please write this. If possible, you can send it to me. Whenever I get time, I will just go through it and let you know for any changes. So kindly fill this and come. This is our homework. And whatever recording our class recording, please hear to that. And next class, kindly let me know if you have any issues or anything.
I got a question. On the page by top char, Ram, Maha, Sita, what are we supposed to do?
We have to fill saha, yeshaha, sa, yesha, tat, yetat. Likewise, you are going to, for the pullinga words, you are going to fill saha or yeshaha. For strilinga words, for the feminine gender, you are going to fill yesha or sa. That's what it is given. Rikta sthanani saha sa yetat. Likewise, you just have to fill. This is just a small kind of practice. We will just practice so that whatever we saw in today's class, we remember. Just fill that for the words and just come. Actually, this is for our reference. Whatever we saw up, that is what is given here. Just fill saha yeshaha for them and come, so that we will understand more clearly. We will see the meaning for these words. Grantaha means book. Shlokaha means what the slokam we are telling. Darpanaha is mirror.
So irrespective of whether it is near or far?
Sorry, irrespective of?
Whether it is near or far.
Yes, irrespective of whether it is near or far, you can fill anything. Just the pullingam, strilingam, napumsakalingam needs to be identified. We will have to identify clearly. That is the abhyasaha, that is the exercise. That is your homework. Griha paatam, homework. Sorry, I was not able to hear. Is someone telling anything?
Hello, this is Uttankaha.
were saying about darpana means something like that. I couldn't hear it properly. Can you repeat that again?
For example, esaha ramaha etat grantaha.
Yeshaha grantaha. Yeshaha grantaha. See, there are few things which we need to be clear about. Right, for the words which are in pullinga, it will be ending with aha. For the words in napumsakalinga, it will be ending with im.
Okay.
For the words in strilinga, it will be ending with a or e. We will see those things in detail in the upcoming class. The first class, if we might get confused if we see more of this, right? So
even if it is not a male or female but a thing,
yes, even a thing, yes, darpana means mirror.
If it ends in aha, like darpana, it is to be assumed to be male, is it right?
Yes. Yes, yes. Okay. Not male, it's in the masculine gender, which is ending with pullingaha. Yes.
Okay.
We will not call it as masculine feminine, we will call it as pullingaha, strilingaha, and apumsakalingaha. Okay, these are the three ways we can discuss.
What is the meaning of uttankakaha?
Uttankakaha.
What is the meaning of uttankakaha? Yeah.
Yeah, I am not sure about that. I will let you know in next class. I myself, I'm not sure about that. I will let you know next.
Ma'am, I have a question.
Nyayavadi means lawyer, is it?
Yes. Nyayavadi, one who supports for Nyaya, is Nyayavadi. That is correct. Uttankaha, maybe it might be judge,
okay,
referring to a judge. I'm not sure about that. I will let you know in next class.
Ma'am, I have a question.
And Lipikaraha?
Yes. Lipikaraha is a person who...
Lipikaraha means what?
Architect. One who like sculptures, makes that sculptures. Lipikaraha.
Ma'am, I have a question.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. On page 4, it is mentioned that sa yuti naha, and can we also represent that sentence as am yuti naha?
No. Am, when you are using na, how can you use arm?
Oh, sorry.
What it is representing is arm. Nirmala is a youngster. She is not a she is a balika. She is a girl. She is not an youngster. That's how we are going to represent. Like arm, Nirmala, balika. Nirmala, yuvati. No, she is not yuvati. She is balika.
So same sentence can be also be represented as na yuti naha.
So na yuvati hi na. Yeah, you can write it as like that.
Okay,
write it like that.
And
okay.
One more question.
Yes.
You said pulinga ending with ha, and
yes.
Strilinga ending with a or e, correct?
Yes, a or e.
And napumsakalinga
ending with im.
Im, okay.
Is there anything else? I think we will finish our class with this. We will stop it with this. I will send you the recording and I will send you the Grihapatam. As I said, this is the Grihapatam. I will send you through mail as well. So all of you kindly do it and send it to me. Next class we can discuss the same too. Okay?
Okay. Next Saturday.
I will stop the recording now.
Okay.